This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D. Last name is Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. Date of birth is 4/30/1943. Date of evaluation is 4/7/2023. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, history of present illness. This is a 79 years old male who was admitted here on 3/28/2023 upon transfer from Beaumont Hospital for Minton Hills. Period. Patient chart indicates history of fall and unspecified fracture of sacrum, comma diabetes mellitus, Parkinson's disease, hypertension, pressure ulcer of sacral region. Patient was present and cooperative during my evaluation. He's somewhat hard of hearing. He acknowledged that he fell 5 steps. Reports that he lives in his house alone and had home care 3 to 4 times per week. Yeah, he reports that he's taking one day at a time, but acknowledges that sometimes he feels that, quote, 4 walls are closing on him, unquote. He reports that his sleep and appetite is adequate. He denied any feelings of hopelessness or suicidal ideation. He had no paranoia or delusional thinking. Patient was evaluated by a psychologist from Seniors Wellness Group on April 5th, 2023. Next paragraph. Under review of systems, general CHPI, eyes, and non-reported ears, hard of hearing, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Next paragraph, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Next prior number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, 0. Next prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, violence, no. Next paragraph, social history, current education, highest grade 12, current occupation, retired. Next paragraph, number of children, 3, 1 daughter and 2 sons. Current relationship, patient reports that he lost his wife 10 years ago. Next paragraph, legal issues, no. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under a review of history and habits, comments, see medical and surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination, blood pressure 150 or 82, pulse 86, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements. Needs assistance to walk, gait sitting, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought processes intact, associations normal, thought content. Thought content, normal, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person, place, time impaired, memory, recent, mildly impaired, attention, concentration, mildly impaired, language, normal, but his, but patient is hard of hearing, front of knowledge fair, judgment fair, sleep and appetite normal. Next paragraph, under current medications, Lexapro 5 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F33.0, plans continue Lexapro as prescribed, continue psychotherapy. Number two, Parkinson's disease, G20, ongoing follow-up with the PCP disposition. Notify service for any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 99304, under supplemental administrative, risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statements, based on the findings of my assessment, the above previously said goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the primary risk noted above. Check that box. Next paragraph, end of dictation.